stay outside. Not like from where Mike is from, South Dakota. Huh? Yeah, stay outside some winter night in South Dakota. Yeah, see where that gets you, huh? In the great state of Arizona, we're here. Rosie on the House team is here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We have got open lines. If you've been waiting during the course of the week to give us a call, now would be a great time to get in. 1-888-767-4348. Do not call the station you're listening to us on. We're covering the state, and that'll just going to give you the radio station's answering service. You need to call the global broadcasting headquarters of Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. It is toll free. We have Miss Stephanie Acuna, Arizona native from Bisbee, helping us with our call screening this morning. We certainly appreciate her help that she's given us the last few weeks as the family's been doing a little traveling, and Peanut, my daughter, is out on maternity leave. So we fill all of the seats here at Rosie on the House to answer all the questions you might have. We also spread out across the state occasionally to try and bring you whatever local pertinent information on housing is going on right in your neighborhood. And we've got Romy down in Tucson broadcasting from our studios in KNST covering the Saba Home Show. And we've got sweet Jennifer, my wife, right here in the Scottsdale area out at Westworld for the Scottsdale Super Expo.
Hey, guys. It is a super expo. There's just everything going on out here. Tons of people pouring in to see what's happening. You can watch Tai Chi demonstrations, pickleball, karate. There's bounce houses for the kids, dogs to adopt. But on our topic, we have some of our partners down here. We've got Mr. George Canos in the PPG booth. And PPG has those wonderful paint products, zero VOC, very earth-friendly. Part of the expo is staying green, so they're in that section. And we have Ms. Lori Molek with SRP, and they're here to educate you on energy-efficient kitchens, how to save energy, how to conserve water. And if you sign up, they have some little gifts for you. And then CYC is here, and that's exactly on topic today. They put in a lot of landscape, and visiting with them this morning with Mark Wendland, I guess they're really ramping up. Things are getting busy again, and he said now's the time to do it because costs are creeping up and a waiting list is getting longer. And one of the big things they're doing is a lot of lighting. And that's what we're going to be talking about the next couple of weeks. So we'll probably have to talk to them between now and then to see what's coming up. Anyway, lots of excitement down here. People are excited about getting to do things they've been putting off. And you can just find out anything you want to know about anything this weekend over here at the Scottsdale Expo. It goes till 5 o'clock today, and on Sunday it's 10 to 4.
What is pickleball?
Well, it's like a... They haven't started the demos yet, but apparently it's kind of like tennis. It's much smaller court, so the older people like it. There's 1,700 pickleball courts across the country. There's 30 new facilities being added every single day in the country, so it's quite the movement. There's a lot of people there and a lot of excitement. They're going to be showing us how to play that here in a few minutes. I'm going to go watch that.
All right. Well, you get it figured out, and then I'll be anxious to learn. Like I say, I'm about ready to retire that sand volleyball court that we've had for 20 years. Hey, y'all, that's out at Westworld in North Scottsdale. You can save the complete price of the entry admission ticket if you'll just first go to the internet and log on to exposaz.com. You can print a get-in-free ticket. And I was out yesterday walking the show just to get an idea and orientation, everything that's going to be out there. The producer of the show also publishes a book called Experience Arizona. It comes out once a year. It's an annual publication. And every single year, every publication literally has hundreds, even thousands of ideas of what to do to experience Arizona. I will tell you this, for Rosie's money, time and effort, it's worth going out to the Westworld today just to pick up. They've got the last 3 years of these available to grab. I scarfed every one of them up last night. So, I mean, thousands of ideas. There isn't a corner of Arizona that isn't covered in those Experience Arizona publications. Again, that's available out at Westworld for the Scottsdale Super Expo. We're talking backyards, and one of the things we're talking about is those activity bubbles, what happens in this corner of the yard, what happens up against the house, what happens in the transition zone in between. And one of the ways I want y'all to be thinking about these transition zones and the difference between a yard or a system or a habitat that's installed by the amateur and one that's installed by the expert is a concept that's kind of hard for me to explain to y'all over the air, but I want you to close your eyes and envision this with me. It's a process that's called layering, okay? You actually layer the different hardscape components of your backyard. Be thinking constantly in the 3D element. You have the horizontal planes, which are your patio surfaces. You have the vertical planes, which are the transition zones in between different areas. It can be the border area and the walls around the backyard. Not only be thinking about the transition and the layering zones of the hardscape, it gets tougher and tougher and more abstract, but start thinking about layering in the arena of outdoor lighting at night. I'll tell you, there's a big difference between just a couple solar lights lighting your light path and the moonbeam lighting that you can plant up in the trees and shine down and allow you to see the shadows of the branches and the twigs down on your surface area. It just makes an absolute dynamic resort-type feel. So you're layering your hardscape. You're layering your plants selection, both by size and by type of season that they bloom. You're also layering your light, and you're going to layer your sound. I want to talk a little bit more about that a little bit later in the show. But, Romy, you've got some ideas on that wall and that vertical layering system.
Your final layer, and for a lot of people, it's the block wall that is pretty much three sides of your backyard. And some of them are colored. You know, you see a lot of dyed block, but you also see a lot of, you know, just your typical gray cement colored block. You know, coloring, you know, just a good layer of block backfill will give you a solid white base to work on. And then I've seen a lot of people that have done murals on their back walls or finished painting them an earth tone color and putting trellises against it for different types of trees and plants. But that, not leaving that gray block wall exactly that, can make a huge difference. It's a great opportunity to put in some thorough seal on the first couple layers to build in a waterproofing agent, and then off the front put in another, you know, three course layer brick, making a retaining wall planter for herb gardens or vegetables. I mean, that there's a lot that you can do with that back block wall once you get it waterproofed and sealed.
Yeah, especially down low. And that's exactly what we did. And the designer in our backyard, he wanted to introduce the layering so that the backyard just didn't end with this visual blockade of the wall. He actually came in and he installed some Belgard retaining wall, planter wall in front of that wall. And then we were able to plant the wall. It made a big difference. And on the topic of exterior hard surfaces, I want to bring in a particular expert on the subject, Mr. Nathan Angel of the Belgard Corporation, who is out at the Scottsdale Expo this morning with the Belgard Rolling Mobile Home Showroom that they've got out there. Nathan, we appreciate you taking the opportunity to call in for us, bud.
My pleasure, Rosie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Beautiful morning out here.
Yeah, it is. Hey, and you know, for years and years, I tell people all the time that I actually broke into the construction trades here in Phoenix back in the late 60s, early 70s as a concrete man, and I love concrete. The reason I love concrete is you show up early in the morning, in the middle of summer, you're there working under lights, you show up about 3:34 in the morning, you get about 7 or 8 trucks lined up, you get 50 or 60 yards all turning in there, 4,000 PSI concrete, and by the time the trim carpenters show up at 7:30, babe, you got 60, 70 yards of real work out on the flat done, man. And these guys are fiddling around with little nail cleats for their shelving and closet rods, and at the end of the day, they've got like 2 closets done. I don't have the temperament for that. But I will tell you, pavers have gone a long way to yank me out of being a concrete man.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. We have come a long way in our industry over the last, even just these the last 5 years with the upgrades in the pavers that we've seen from even 5 years ago to now, where we're trying to mimic natural stone So you get the beauty of natural stone, but the durability of concrete.
Nathan, two of the great things that Belgard has done recently that just really wrap, you know, my heart and my head together is they've gone to lighter colors to allow the surfaces to be cooler, and that overlay product. So now all this concrete that I poured back in the 60s and 70s, we don't have to tear it out. We can just go right over that back patio.
We're going to cover it all up, unfortunately, for you, Rosie. But it's going to make it... It's going to update it. It's going to beautify it. And, yes, the white cement items are going to definitely decrease the temperature on that pool decking or even that concrete deck right off your back door. It's going to really beautify it and update it.
Now, listen, Nathan, you've done a lot of the pavers. You've done the dry stack retaining walls. I've done a lot of it at my house myself. I've paid to have a lot of it done. It would seem intuitively as a homeowner that laying pavers would be a whole lot easier than laying retaining wall. I have found it to be completely opposite. Laying pavers correctly is really a tough job.
It's very labor-intensive, very labor-intensive.
And you have to have the right kind of base in there and in certain layers and done just right. Done right, you've got a surface that's going to last you 100 years. Talk a little bit about the fact that you can actually get some pavers that allow the water to go through them, those permeable paver products.
Yeah, permeable paver products basically are going to give you the same high-quality, durable Belgard paver, but it's going to have an expanded spacer bar on it, which basically is going to allow us to get rock into the joints instead of sand. We're also not going to use our typical base. We're going to put differing levels of rock, which are going to create an open graded base structure, which is going to store the water underneath. You can even go to an irrigation supply store and put in a tank underneath and capture that water and then put a pump in there and use that water to irrigate your lawn or your plants or vegetables.
Man,
that's interesting. I've never heard of water harvesting from under the ground. It's always off a
roof
shed.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and cover this a little bit more. And Nathan, we actually have a caller online right here in Tucson that has a paver problem that this may be a first for even you. But hang tight. We'll get back and